I'm Greg Corumbus reporting, and welcome to the second half of our look back at the famous names and faces who left us in the year 2012. In the first half of our look back, we examine the arenas of politics, sports, media, business, and two national heroes. And now we'll take a look more at the popular culture side, from movies to television to music and beyond. Fortunately, the losses were few among stars of the big screen in 2012, but the losses we did suffer were very significant. Ernest Borgnine was a hit in many generations. He won an Oscar for the film Marty in 1955 and also starred in the screen classic The Dirty Dozen in the 60s. In between, he helmed McHale's Navy on the small screen. Borgnine stayed active to the end, even regularly voicing a character on SpongeBob SquarePants. Ernest Borgnine was 95. Celeste Holm was also an Oscar winner for Gentleman's Agreement in 1947. She received other nominations for her work in Come to the Stable and All About Eve. She also embodied the original Broadway role of Ado Annie in the musical Oklahoma. Celeste Holm was 95. More recently, one of the most easily recognizable figures on the big screen was a big actor, Michael Clark Duncan. The hulking star gained greatest acclaim for his role as death row inmate John Coffey in The Green Mile. Duncan died in September at age 54. Tony Scott was known for directing popular action movies like Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Days of Thunder, Crimson Tide, and more. Scott unfortunately committed suicide in August. He was 68.
I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? That is just like you, Harry. You say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you.
Nora Ephron also did her best work behind the camera, writing such film hits as When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail. Ephron lost her battle with leukemia in June. She was 71. In television,
we're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today. When things are popping, pop, the Philadelphia way, we're going to drop it, drop on all the music.
Dick Clark, the world's oldest teenager, did it all. As host of American Bandstand, he launched countless music careers. He was also a very successful TV producer, hosted the $25,000 Pyramid Game Show, and of course was a New Year's Eve institution with his New Year's Rockin' Eve. A stroke had slowed him in recent years. Clark died in April. He was 82. One of America's most beloved TV dads died this year. Andy Griffith endeared himself to the world as the genial but tough Mayberry Sheriff and loving father Andy Taylor. Griffith found success again in the 1980s as defense attorney Ben Matlock. Griffith died in July. He was 86. The fascination with the U.S. space program and the early success of Bewitched combined in a new series called I Dream of Jeannie. Jeannie's master, Tony Nelson, was comically played by Larry Hagman. The show was a success, but it would be nowhere near Hagman's career-defining role. In 1978, Hagman embarked on his role as Texas oil man J.R. Ewing in the primetime soap Dallas. The man America loved to hate propelled Dallas to the top of the ratings, a 13-year run, and even a cable revival of the show this year. Hagman died in November. He was 81 years old. Another campy favorite in the 1960s was Hogan's Heroes. The funniest prison camp of World War II featured British POW Peter Newkirk, who was the work of actor Richard Dawson. But Dawson's incredible success didn't stop there. After the show ended, Dawson became a fixture on TV game shows like Match Game, and he eventually hosted The Family Feud, where he became famous for overtly kissing all the female contestants. Dawson died of cancer in June. He was 79 years old.
Well, we're moving on up,
we're moving on up
to the east side,
we're moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
When the Jeffersons spun off from All in the Family, the man tasked with making America laugh was Sherman Hemsley in the unforgettable role of George Jefferson. Hemsley passed away in July at the age of 74.
Welcome back.
We also lost two of the Sweat Hogs this year. Those were the quirky students on TV's Welcome Back, Kotter. Robert Hedges portrayed Juan Epstein. He died in January at age 60. Ron Palillo was the nasally and whiny Arnold Horshack. Palillo was 63 when he died in August. Ben Gazzara won an Emmy for his role in the TV drama Run for Your Life in the 1960s. Gazzara was 81 when he passed away in February.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
You thought the Muppet was teaching you how to count on Sesame Street? Nope, it was really puppeteer Jerry Nelson. Nelson died in August at age 78. The world of music may well have lost more stars than any other part of our pop culture this year.
And I will always love you. I will always...
Whitney Houston passed away suddenly in February of this year. Houston burst onto the charts with her stunning vocal ability in the 1980s and was one of the biggest stars in the world throughout the 90s. A troubled marriage and recurring drug problems short-circuited her career. Houston was 48 years old.
At last, my love.
Etta James was another powerful singer to leave us this year. She scored several hits, but none more lasting than the wedding favorite, At Last. Etta James was 73. Disco was king during much of the 1970s, and its queen was Donna Summer. She scored four number one hits in just a 13-month span and was one of the best-selling artists of the decade. Summer was 63 when she died in May. You can't discuss the disco era without mentioning the Bee Gees. Three Gibb brothers were the heart of the group. Robin Gibb died in May. He was 62. Fewer songs typify the disco era like Disco Inferno. That was the work of lead singer Jimmy Ellis. He died in March at age 74. The place to watch some of the best R&B and soul artists of the era was on Soul Train. And the man in charge was Don Cornelius. Cornelius passed away in February at the age of 75.
Cheer up, Sleepy Gene. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer? And
a 60s pop icon died this year as well. Monkees lead singer Davy Jones passed away in February at the age of 66.
It's the most wonderful time.
One of the all-time great crooners was Andy Williams. Best known for Moon River, he was also known for his popular television shows and his wonderful Christmas music. Andy Williams lost a battle with cancer in September. He was 84 years old. Few composers were more prolific or more creative than Marvin Hamlisch. A success in music for stage, screen, or television, Hamlisch won his greatest acclaim and two Oscars for his work in The Sting and The Way We Were. One of the greatest modern jazz artists was Dave Brubeck. Known best for his album Take Five, among many other favorites, Brubeck died in December, just one day shy of his 92nd birthday.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said.
Kitty Wells was the first female country music star, rising to the top of the charts in 1952 with God Didn't Make Honky-Tonk Angels. Wells died in July. She was 92. Two of the best pickers you'll ever hear left us in 2012. Earl Scruggs perfected the three-fingered plucking of the banjo and rose to prominence after being discovered by Bill Monroe. Scruggs was 88 when he died in March. Doc Watson was known for his flat-picking skills, and his abilities made him a success in bluegrass, folk, country, blues, and gospel, all despite being blind. Doc Watson was 89. Ravi Shankar brought the sitar into the limelight, especially after he began associating with the Beatles. Ravi Shankar died in December. He was 92. Chuck Brown was a certified legend in Washington, D.C. The godfather of go-go music died in May at age 75.
Who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat? Ain't it hard when you discover that?
In more contemporary music, Lee Von Helm was the front man for the group, simply known as The Band. Helm was also a talented instrumentalist and even dabbled in acting. He was 71 when he died in April.
You gotta fight!
For fans of the Beastie Boys, he was MCA. Adam Yauch was one of the original stars of the group that burst onto the scene in the 1980s. Yauch was 47 when he died in May. Two beloved children's authors died this year. Maurice Sendak, best known for Where the Wild Things Are, died in May at age 83. Jan Berenstain teamed up with her husband Stan to create the Berenstain Bears book series. She died in February at the age of 88. Elsewhere in the literary world, legendary science fiction writer Ray Bradbury died this year. The man behind Fahrenheit 451 and so many other classics was 91. John Keegan was one of the most respected historians of World War II and beyond. Keegan was 78. One of the most famed groups in the Second World War was the Band of Brothers. One of the most prominent members was Buck Compton. After the war, Compton pursued a legal career, prosecuted Sirhan Sirhan for the murder of Robert F. Kennedy, and later was appointed by Governor Ronald Reagan to the California State Supreme Court. Two popular artists also passed away this year. Thomas Kincaid died in April at age 54. Leroy Neiman left us in June at age 91. The Reverend Sun Myung Moon claimed to be the Messiah. He also became known for presiding over mass weddings of people who were meeting their spouses for the first time. Reverend Moon died in September at age 92. And Rodney King died this year. The man whose videotaped beating sparked riots in Los Angeles in 1992 passed away in June. He was 47 years old. That's a look at some of the most prominent names who left us in 2012, who during their lives led us, inspired us, entertained us, and did so much more. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for listening.